Have you ever noticed that life is full of so many difficult, hard to explain questions? There are many things in life that we just don't understand. How does one explain the stigmata? Where people like St. Francis, St. Catherine, St. Padre Pio, or St. Rita, how does it happen they bear on their bodies the very wounds of Jesus? How does one explain the incorruptibles, saints who've died and whose bodies don't ever decay? And how does one explain the mystery of transubstantiation? That mystery of mysteries when the bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ that Kennedy will receive today for the first time. This weekend, we celebrate the mystery of God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In every baptism, we are asked, do you believe in God the Father Almighty? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord? And do you believe in the Holy Spirit? How do we explain the Trinity? It should not surprise us that some of the finest scholars have made every attempt to try to explain it satisfactorily. For many years, and our church was just starting out as a family of God, they used examples to explain the mystery. So our teacher said, look at the tree. There's a root, the trunk, and a fruit. The root is like God the Father, invisible, but you know it is there. The trunk is like God the Son, sent forth by the Father, so visible and tangible. And the branches and fruit are like the Holy Spirit. Others have used the analogy of water. Under normal conditions, water, H2O, is a liquid, but freeze it and it becomes solid. Heat it, becomes steam. It's still H2O, but whatever form it takes, it's the same. And so others use the analogy of roles and relationship. Person can be at the same time a father, a mother, a husband or wife, a son or daughter, a nephew or niece, a grandson or granddaughter, and so on. One person has many roles. And let's not forget good St. Patrick, who held up a shamrock. Is this one leaf or three? They are not perfect analogies, but they are the best we can do with the minds that God has given us. I recall the story of one of the most prominent Christians ever lived was a man known as St. Augustine. After many years of not knowing God, Augustine was converted to Christianity by the prayers and tears of his mother Monica, and by the writings and sermons of St. Ambrose, the Bishop of Milan. And surprisingly, 10 years later, Augustine became a bishop himself and served at Hippo on the coast of northern Africa in an area that is now called Algiers. The story that he shares with us, that he was walking along the seashore pondering how God could be one and yet three. Suddenly he stopped and watched a child who was carrying a cup of ocean water to a small hole he dug in the sand. What are you doing? Asked Augustine. And the child replied, I'm trying to pour this ocean into this hole. And Augustine laughed and said, child, that's impossible. And the child looked him in the eyes and said, it's no more impossible than for you to put Almighty God into your small mind. And how so true, friends. The Trinity is one of those many things, unknowns about life, and faith that we would never fully understand. When it comes to a lofty teaching like the Trinity, we need to recall an ancient Chinese proverb which says, the bird does not sing because he has an answer. He sings because he has a song. So, okay, we may not be able to understand the mystery of God in three persons, but we can enjoy the incredible beauty of the world which God has made. Isn't today a spectacular day? Blue sky, no humidity. I'm so grateful to be in Michigan four seasons, and every season reveal the goodness of our God, the creator of the world and everyone in it. We not be able to understand the God born in Christmas time, but we can take to heart the life and teachings of Jesus, how he not only spoke of them, but he showed us by living each day the way of love. We may not understand there is about the advocate that Jesus said he would send us, but how many times have you felt the comfort of the Holy Spirit? He enveloping us in his love, in his warmth, in his gentleness, in his reassurance, you are never alone. I am with you always. The good news, we do know this, though. One day, everything will be revealed to us. St. Paul spoke so well when he said, for now we see in a mirror, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully as I am known. I invite you, dear friends, to look forward with me. To look forward to that day when all will be revealed. And the best news of all, we will see God face to face.